Blog Talk Radio.
Here. So good evening, folks. This is Lila's Corner, and I'm sharing these bedtime stories with you. Dal will be with me, Dean Dal, and also we have the honor of having a guest on tonight. So, Kim Van. So
I'm here. Tim's fine,
anyway,
Lila.
I'm going to be reading something, and I'm going to be ending tonight in a little story that to me is one of the old masters, but by golly, it is so beautiful. So that'll be for tonight, at the end of our little session with you tonight. Your Dream Vision, Part 4. As the new student lays their head down on the pillow at night, the real guides take care of a lot of the various attachments that hang around the person and alleviate them from time that one awakes in the morning. This is the gift of the true reality. To provide assistance to those who look to it because of all those who are seeing and providing the challenges. It becomes a part of the all is. Eventually, the real guides arrange for the new student to have their first stages of becoming more aware in their dream visions. All headmasters, such as Gerald and Durwood, are from the lower astral realms and are not able to succeed any further with their membership and followers because they have been banned from entering into the higher areas, as they have decided to have people worship them. And just as the gods of man have been unaware for centuries, there are multitudes of headmasters upon the earth who support the gods of man and what they imply. All of them play it supposedly safe with their agreement to the rep systems, so as to not rock the boat, and by doing so, keeps all followers with the dualistic forces. The real guides do not hold favor for anyone. They stand for the true reality of all that is real. Just like Superman, who does not make the deals, the real guys are not concerned about the politics of others, nor will they yield to the power plays of arrogant and ignorant humans, who just because they have money, possessions, and so-called status, they are very special in some way. All that a person owns will soon leave them, and they will at once be again wandering through their life and searching for real truth, which only the real guides have a real connection to. People who do follow politics and religion do not want real truth. They want to belong with others who are lost and marketed with pretty words that only sound good. When a person wants real truth, they will run from all the systems at work and find real guidance. Then and only then will they discover what real truth and real freedom is. In a person's dream arena, the real guides provide the new student with what Paul calls self-realization. This is where a person becomes aware of the first five levels of the psychic realms and their involvement here. And where one stands at the top of the lower realms and is able to look down upon creation and over the top of the gods of man and perceive a remarkable new view of all one has been through. Soon after, there is the most wondersome experience of all, the entering into the real universes. The seventh level, where there is no darkness or evil, and all the authorities of the earth are forgiven and forgotten forever. This is the first stage of beingness. Eventually, those who have the great courage and heart to go all the way come into the most astounding awareness of all, the great reality, the true source of all that is. This real position cannot be described in any way, but only perceived. Very few will reach the top of the mountain of the is and see it as it is, because it is too real. Could we have some discussion on that?
Yeah. Tim, can you talk tonight, or should we just discuss among ourselves here?
I can talk a little. Yeah,
okay.
How important real courage and the real heart is to be able to ever get the view from the top of the mountain of the is on all of this creation stuff and over the gods of man. And it's just amazing when we look at these words that we're trying to share right now with others. Of all the people on the earth, and we know there's so many, and of all the words that have been spoke and wrote down for so long, how important certain words are, if anyone is listening, if their intuition or something says to, it's something that you're want to pay attention to what's being said about life, that it sounds like this experience that we have forever can be so amazing and unimaginably, whatever you want to call it, good or wonderful, or it's just words to try to imagine how wonderful it is to be totally free and have real love, and this gift being given to mankind at this time, this new presentation, these books that are being offered by Dwayne the Great Writer and the people involved sharing, like Val and Lila and Kelsey and Henry and Eric, and there's a lot of people involved trying to be helpful and sharing this treasure that will finally wake us up to what's real about life and how wonderful it is.
Really, to be free, to be free of this body here, you know, this really is a trap. You know, maybe you're a great golfer, or maybe you just have had your legs amputated, you know. Either way, it's a great life. And it's a challenge. And we all have to go through good or bad. Yeah.
One thing I picked up here was that the perception of the is from where how I see it, is it's different than an experience. We have experiences on the real side with the real guides and with different beings, etc. But to perceive or recognize the is, I don't know, I'm going on a limb, but I don't know if it's an experience. It's more like a recognition, which is, I'd see it as a different, it's a perception. It's in a way, it's an experience, but it's really more real, because you're actually, with an experience, you may not see the is or perceive it, but with the recognition, true recognition or perception of it, then it's there. You've got it. You've got that reality.
Yeah, life showing us what it is.
Yes.
All of us have gone through a vast amount of experience to have been able to come into this day and age. And as we are establishing our new life each time around, we are in a new set of situations that involve many complications. And so it is not uncommon for certain people to have a complex about dealing with others, and especially large groups. I know it took me a lot of to build up my confidence over the years as I went out and did presentations in the public and on what the real guides had to offer. Going out in the public and setting up lectures is one thing, but to present something that is not common to most, that's a big task to take on. I went through a lot of attitudes with people as they sat and listened to me and were not always sure as to what I was presenting them. As I watched the audience with each presentation, I could tell how they were responding. At times, I could see people fidgeting and moving around their seats and sometimes taking notes and handing them to their mates. There were a few times when I finished the talk, then some people would jump up and run out of the place. All of what I had done is a huge step of courage, because it was for sure was not my nature to be in the public eye. And so many who have a shy streak in them will often dream about being someone they look up to, as one of the presidents or a sports hero, even possibly a character from the past, such as Napoleon, Cleopatra, or those with the medieval in them, Genghis Khan. I always seemed to dream of being Superman, as it was my destiny. Much of the human race looks to heroes of some sort, but when all are compared for what they really do and are, the real universal guides are the real superheroes, far beyond what anyone has ever done before and here in the public. The average person likes to think of themselves in a particular light, with the sense they have been bought up with. They see themselves as free thinkers, with what they regard as the right way to see things, no matter what the idea involves. But what is not seen on the surface from the human view is that All thinking, no matter how supposedly creative or divine, is censored thought. Most people do not really create or divine. It's censored thought. Most people do not really listen when a conversation or communication is taking place. They're usually too busy assuming and dreaming in their own mind, either what they want to hear or what the outcome of the involvement will be for them. I work with all sorts of people, and because I have had a lot of experience relating to others, I have learned to step and to listen to every word a person says, and at the same time, listen to what I'm saying. It is very true that most people do not listen to others, and especially what they themselves are saying. Here again is why most people do not understand their dreams or even want to, because they can in no way understand themselves. And quite frankly, they do not want to relate someone such as themselves. And so this is why a lot of people constantly criticize others, when instead they could be doing wonderful things for themselves. First of all, then they would be. What would they be? Well, they would be the shining example, just like the sun. I find that the majority of people that start assuming ideas around what I am presenting to them, I like to use the sun as a representation of the all-is, as it shines upon all and asks nothing in return. It simply just shines and provides so much. The reply I usually get is something else like this. Oh, this is some form of meditation or one of those Eastern philosophies, or possibly like what's his name and what he wrote. Have you read his books? Here again, who is really paying attention? Here's a perfect example of a person not at all paying attention, but assuming all over the galaxy, which in no way is relates to what I have mentioned to them about the sun and the simplicity of what is real. If it were me, I would reply, "Wow, that sounds interesting. Tell me about it." Then I would listen and respectfully ask questions. At times, I'm amazed that anything gets done on this planet with the way everyone is always in a hurry to get nowhere. The only thing anyone is rushing to is old age. The more patient a person is, the faster they learn. And so, humans are generally thinking creatures with their own nature about them, which relates more so to their astral body, which is their emotions, being more of a feeling entity than a sensible person, is the main reason for the dramatic situations that occur in one's life. So the better to understand the nature of one's dream visions, they must first learn to be patient with themselves and learn to pace their life with what is real and true. Being creative is something all of us do, but when it overtakes our life and to where the whole of life is lost to the small little creations of the human ego, then the eventual effects start showing up. The whole of life is always makes sense. And the creative parts will always be self-limiting, no matter how brilliant the person is. You have some ideas about that?
Well, what we're relating doesn't exist. So the question is, how can you relate something that doesn't exist? How can you share it? And that's the challenge for the new presentation is for the literal mind, personal self, what we're talking about here doesn't exist. So how can we get this across? What does in reality exist as the what we call the real universe is in the isness, the all isness. And like it was mentioned before, it's a perception. All you can do is really see it and then support it in your own way. But you've got to perceive it because it's not going to, it's not relating to anything in creation. So that's why we say take the risk. You got to step out of creation and your personal ideas of things to see it. And that's about all we can say. Dwayne has given so many hints and so many references, but in actuality, there's only so much you can say. And then from there, the person has to take it themselves. They have to step into the unknown and explore for themselves, because there's only so much all the books of wisdom and the gurus and the masters can teach you or tell you. And after that, it's up to the person. And that's where a lot of people don't want to go there, because they're so used to being told what to do. So this is a new era, in a sense. People talk about the new age and the raising of consciousness and the ascension and all this. Well, in a way, this is it. This is that. They don't even recognize it. They think it's going to come in the form of what they're used to. You know, just another form of creation, but better, supposedly. But this new age movement, maybe it's demonstrating, it's hinting at what the new presentation is presenting. It's just, it's really an involvement, evolution in seeing how people see reality. And it's quite unique. There's nothing like it been ever here on the planet.
And we're given.
Go ahead, Tim.
What'd you say? Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to mention how we're given these hints and gifts of like singing new you doing sessions for like 15 minutes before we go to sleep at night and letting life show us what's real. If we're sincere, we're showing the universal guides, and they know, it sounds like, who is ready to have the opportunity to find out for themselves, not to be convinced by somebody else. So we have the new you song, and then we have the books wrote by Dwayne the Great Writer, The Adventure Is series, and that are available for people to read and get to. Yeah, go ahead, Lila.
No, that's great. That's really good. When a person is
faced with
a decision, what? I'm sorry,
Kim.
I say
we're just starting out in the darkness and seeing some light. So we take our baby steps as we're getting our hints to for the guidance and the education that life's offering.
When a person is faced with a decision, that has more than one side to it, there sometimes becomes a conflict, thus creating dreams from the unconscious. The person involved may become overwhelmed by their decision on which way to go, and so therefore has symbolic dreams. If the situation is to where the person has trouble going either way, the dream will portray itself to the person unable to move from where they are, or possibly a struggle moving with the stronger of choices as they desire direction. So unless a person can achieve all these directives, it will be most certain the final choice will go to the strongest wish. And so it is almost certain the direction will be the most emotional element involved, because most people are more influenced by their emotions than their rationality and reasoning. On this level and the next two, the astral and the mental worlds, love is binding. And so, as most humans keep considering their emotional responses to be love, they will continue to build themselves the reality of who they really are. Real love and emotion are two different things, but to those who are led only by the appearance of things and their senses, they will have to continually struggle to find real happiness in a world which has little sensibility to it from most humans. Actually, real happiness is such a rarity, and even those who experience the greatest emotional sensations have not achieved real happiness. I cannot properly explain what it is, but the majority of people, with whatever they have in their lives, do not have it. So, for the most part, when a person is in love or desires of another, they are not seeing the imperfections of the other person right away, but as time goes on and they continue to experience their partner, a new perception of them always emerges. And as people get older and they stay with their mates, it may be more so out of tradition and some kind of obligation, because deep down inside, they may want to leave or have a new life. As all of us want to evolve and experience what we cannot yet recognize, our physical experience here is such a small window of seeing what life really is all about, as it does not provide the real picture. I am providing a huge number of views, and nothing here is absolute. And as each of us has free will, we can always change anything. What I am standing here is what all thinking is not free in the terms one would consider or even imagine. Just because a person can think and do whatever they want to, this is an arena of cause and effect. So they are always consequences and for our actions. All around us, there is a created world of entities and senses. From the things that we see and the things that we want, to what is seen on TV and every place that we go, where there is a constant bombardment of advertising to get out attention and to make a decision for us to buy or to do something whether we want to or not. A free thinker knows their direction, and it is not aimed at anything of a material sense of failure that will soon show up. To live in this world and do what one is part of the life of being human. But to give one's life to just to this level of appearance is surely surrender. That surrenders one real awareness to more unconsciousness. The idea of the process we must all go through is to become more aware to the true sense. It is a radical approach to take the time to discover the hidden secrets of ourselves, which have eluded us for millions of years without our knowledge that it has been so. Even with all that I'm presenting here, it is still not enough to remedy the searching and provide the answers one is looking to find. But this is the best place to start. The real guides are the most exceptional beings, and they alone know the hidden secret and secret way into the whole of life as it really is. Reality is always here and now, and never in the past. What took place yesterday is gone, and so each person must decide to discover what is new right now. Those who market the past events are safe. And those who market the past events will soon discover that what is new right now. Those who market the past events are salespeople who want their commission for the false promises they are selling. The real guides will show anyone how they are being fooled by today's tradition and antics of their dream visions. Please continue. Bell, Dean Bell, or Kim? What say you guys?
Okay, so the real universe is the here and now is not a static. It's not like you've made it to the here and now and that's it. It's ongoing. It's always a new here and now. And same with the real guides. They're always becoming more aware. Just because they've reached a certain level, it doesn't mean that they've reached the finishing line. It's always more. There's always more to see and perceive. So it's kind of neat the way it works, the reality of life. It's not what a lot of people think, where you're going to live happily ever after and you take it easy. Well, there's some of that in the creation worlds where you go and take a rest in some astral heaven, but then as you come back. But in the real universe, it's always becoming more aware. It's always, it's not a finish. It's always something else. And that's the adventure of life. It's just there's always something new around the corner.
I'm trying to find this wonderful. Would you go to see if you can find 109?
109.
I've got new glasses, y'all. And they certainly aren't doing justice to me. They're at the bottom, the very bottom, and they're written. Yeah. I've got an old book that I just wouldn't part with for the world. It was given to me by my children, and Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was in it, and They're just Greek. At the bottom. They're written out.
Day is done.
When day is done. That's the one I was looking for. The day is done. And this is Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I know I'm reminiscing here, but I'll tell you. Sometimes wisdom comes in many different directions. And I'm just going to say this is, he was born in 1882, born February 27th, 1804, and he died in March 28th, 1882. The day is done, and the darkness falls from the wings of night as a feather is wafted downwards from an eagle in his flight. I see the lights of the village gleam through the rain and the mist, and a feeling of sadness comes over me that my soul cannot resist. However, this is a very sad poem, but it has the most beautiful thing because we are about to say good night to you all and hope that you have enjoyed our little stories tonight. So I will end with this.
Good night. Happy dreams. I love them.
Pardon me?
I said good night. Happy dreams. We'll share the new you song. New you.
Yes, let's sing the new you. New you, you. I still can't find it.
Good night, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, good night.
Okay.
Happy dreams. Thanks for the show again. See ya.
Okay, bye.